Greetings and salutations on a magnificent Wednesday afternoon. It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio Night Tracks. What can I say? One of the most influential artists of our time. He had me at Never Gonna Let You Go. Three-time Grammy Award winner, Oscar-nominated songwriter, the legendary Mr. Sergio Mendez. Sir, how are you doing this afternoon?
Very good. Pleasure talking to you.
No, the pleasure is truly mine. You looking spry as always. The documentary, I must speak on that. The documentary that you put together in The Key of Joy is fantastic. And I want to thank you for sharing just a small part of your life with us. What was it like for you to have this documentary made about you and your journey through music?
It was a great experience for me. And I must tell you, it started by meeting with John Scheinfeld, who directed, produced, did the whole thing. And we just clicked it, and was just like one of those great encounters. And he's a very musical man and very patient and into the detail of things. So we spent 2 years working together. We went to Brazil, then he did interviews here in Brazil. And it was a great experience for me, you know, to revisit, you know, the beginnings of my life and people that I work with it. And John was able to get great footage also, you know, shows and things I've done in the past that I had no idea I had it. So, yeah, it was a wonderful experience, and I'm very proud of it, very happy about it.
Well, I'm extremely impressed with the documentary. Actually, it left me wanting more because you have given us so much great music. Your music and your passion is on a whole nother level. Can you give the listeners out there a little bit more insight what it's like for you when you have an opportunity to perform live in front of so many enduring fans?
Yeah, live is the best experience live. You know, it's like playing for an audience. You know, if it's in Brazil or Japan or United States, it's just because you never know. It's a new experience every time, you know, playing live and doing your thing and the response of the public. And it's a wonderful experience. It's a gift. It's a blessing.
Brazilian music in general, very joyous, but also very passionate, and you exude that through all of your music. It's on a completely different level. You bring, like I said, for me, I've had an opportunity to listen to so much of your music over the years, and it's hard for me to even imagine, but you get better and better like a fine wine. What do you attribute that to?
I think the music itself, you know, it's like you said, the music is contagious, Brazilian music. Great melodies that you cannot forget, you know, just stays with you in your heart. Songs like Maschinada, we must have heard that song, I know, millions of times. And everybody, we had the public singing with us. And so, yeah, music is something very special. And I'm so blessed to have music as my life and to be able to perform all over the world. It's a special thing. And again, Brazilian music, it's romantic, it's sensual. I mean, you can dance to it, you can dream with it, you can, you know, sing along. So it's one of those kinds of music that it's in the Brazilian culture. It's that heritage we have from Africa, from the Iberic Peninsula, the Portuguese and the Spanish. So is that, you know, and that gave us great songwriters like you have in this country. You know, you have the Gershwins and the Cole Porters and the Mancinis. And so we have people like Jobim, for instance, which is a great songwriter. And I was fortunate to meet him and work with him. And Brazilian music is a joyful experience anyway, in the key of joy.
Being a songwriter, and I want to put the emphasis on being a songwriter, is definitely a special gift. Do you see in today's modern music, do you think there's a lot of emphasis put on songwriting the way it used to be, let's say 20 years ago?
Well, that's a great question. And you know, I, I'm not a nostalgic person. I'm always looking forward. I'm looking for tomorrow, next month, next year.
Right.
And, at this moment, all over the world, I think I miss melody. I miss the great songwriting. You know, there's a lot of, loops and this and that. Put, you know, the song, I'm not going to mention it, but you saw the other day a song sung by an important, very important artist. It's got 20 writers in it. I mean, if a writer says, blah, 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 okay, oh, it's in, you're my partner. You wrote the song with me. So we're at that point of, I don't know, my hope that, you know, older things will come back again. Meaning, right. You know, that melody will come back. I mean, come on, we lived in a, right now the world is so confusing and so sad with wars and pandemics and this and that. You want a song to hum, you know, now how are you going to hum to those loops? Right. Well, I mean, and I don't mind using loops, by the way. When I work with Will.i.am, the Black Eyed Peas, he's brilliant. He's amazing because he's a melody man. And he saw that in Brazilian music. And we did do some, you know, loops with some drums and some things like that. But was something that you could sing along with the song. If you listen to the Mashkinada, the version I did with him, it's got some rap. Why not? I love rap. I mean, when I work with Common, same thing. The brilliant men, brilliant artists. So that kind of thing, I think that's no problem. What I miss is the monotonous, repetitious, kind of almost brainwashing, you know. It's like, what is the song? I don't know the song.
You know, anyway, I understand.
And that's the way I feel. And there are a lot of other musicians that I'm in touch with that feel the same way.
I remember an interview you did about 14 years ago, and it left that in me, embedded in me. You said, nothing can replace the creativity of music. Being able to create something special and magical can never be replaced, as you said, by using different things and just not being being a true, authentic artist. How do you feel about that now?
Well, you know, again, I think I just told you, I mean, I need melody, you know, and the harmony, of course, you know, some, you know, great harmonies to go with it. But when you look at songwriting, I mean, even if you go to classical music, you know, if you listen to Beethoven and Chopin, and, you know, those melodies are there. You know, it's not a collage of things. It's just, you know, something that comes from, it's a great experience. And as a songwriter, I was able to work with great lyricists like Marilyn and Alan Bergman, and had great English lyrics written to my songs, had Portuguese lyrics as well. But you get a song, for instance, like you mentioned, Never Gonna Let You Go. When I received that song, I said, oh man, what a song, what a melody, you know? And there it is, you know? Then the arrangement, of course, is the arrangement, the way you, in whoever's gonna sing that song. And luckily I met the man at the time, his name is Joe Pizzullo. He's a good friend of mine. And when I heard that voice, I said, perfect encounter, the song and the voice. You know, I mean, when you hear to Sinatra, Tony Bennett, you know, Nat Cole, I mean, come on, those guys are like masters, you know.
Right.
Incredible melodies. They're like Ella and Sarvon, and I mean, you name it, you know. They're, so that's the world I live in.
Well, it was definitely as far as a beautiful time and music. And speaking of music, how do you continually push yourself to be a better artist, a better musician?
Well, it's a very good question. You know, we just recently went through the pandemic. It was like 3 years of staying home, nothing to do, no shows. And, you know, it's kind of a reflection time.
Right.
You say, wow, man, what's going to happen? You know, what's this thing is going to, anyway. So, yeah, the moments were, you know, recently, and the wars and all that stuff, and difficult moments. But the way I look at it, you know, I'm starting going back on the road. I'm traveling. I have a few shows coming in the East Coast and here in California. It's such a joy to reunite with my band, for instance. We are like great band. had these young guys. They play amazing. Getting together and go on stage and perform those songs. That's I love that. Now, how a better musician, it was kind of, I don't know. It's the surprise element. I like that thing. I don't know. Somebody might call me tomorrow. Hey, Serge, you wanna make a record with this guy from South Africa or India? Then I'm gonna be interested. Or for United States, as a matter of fact, you know. But something fresh, something unique, that turns me on. Something fresh, unique, that I haven't done it before. I don't like keep repeating the same thing. So I'm open for collaboration, which is a great thing. It's like making a movie, you know, you need the. So I need a song, I need a singer, and we'll keep rolling.
Keep rolling, Lord have mercy. For those who are tuning in late, shame on you, but the teddy bear does forgive you. We bring joy today, of course, with the legendary Mr. Sergio Mendez. I have to ask you something, and I said, when I get you on the show, I want to kind of pick your brain about this. There's something magical with you and Herb Albert. I don't know what it is, but when you guys are together, you just, it seems that you bring the best out of one another. Can you tell the fans out there, what's that like as far as working with him?
That's exactly the kind of encounter I was talking about. You know, meeting somebody, you know, I met him at a rehearsal hall here in LA. I was rehearsing a band. I had no record contract. I mean, I did, but I didn't. You know, one of them. And he walked in with Jerry Moss, and he saw the band, and just boom, you know. Lonnie Hall, which was my singer at the time, is his wife, and we're very close friends. We talk to each other every week, and he lives here in LA. And it was one of those lucky, you know, I use a lot the word serendipity. It was one of those serendipity moment.
Right.
And Jerry. Yeah, absolutely. And it was a great place to be. It was the right place to be. Yeah, we had a wonderful time together. Yeah.
I look back, there were so many, during your time, there were so many record labels, even small record labels.
Yeah.
And here we are now in 2022, and we have maybe 4 or 5 major record labels right now. We have a lot of artists that are independent. What do you think about as far as being an independent artist and having complete creative control over your music?
I think it's good. I think it's, you know, the times we live, you know, you have to express yourself. And because if a major label, when I say major, like the 4 ones you mentioned, is not interested in your work, doesn't mean you're not gonna, you can release your record. You gotta stay with your passion. Embrace that passion and keep rolling, keep doing it. And you know, I know it's harder today for somebody to release a record because of that, but there are ways of doing it. There's the internet, there's so many ways to do it, but the whole thing is do it, you know, just do it. And stay with your dreams and what you believe on it. That's the most important thing. Don't come back, or don't capitulate.
Right.
Just stay there and do what you believe, and it will be heard, you know. I was thinking, as I'm talking to you now, I'm thinking about a zillion things. I was thinking about another artist that I love. Talk about Stevie Wonder is another artist that, you know, I was very lucky to be with him, to meet with him, and to record songs. He wrote a song for me. I mean, that kind of songwriting I miss. Anyway, I thought I would.
No, but you're right. I mean, I've had people say, you know, Teddy Bear, you're stuck in the past. Get off my lawn. I said, that kind of music, I guess, songwriting, melody, yeah, is sorely missed. Absolutely. In today's industry. It's just people not doing the necessary things to hone their skills, to elevate musicianship. Yeah. Everything is getting in the studio, using bells, and as you said, using loops. And you're robbing yourself from the creative process on what it means to be a true musician. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really unfortunate, but that's okay. That's all right. That's why we have you here. We still have your passion. We still have your love for music. And also, family, I want to let everyone know, we have a special CD, actually DVD giveaway. of Mr. Mendez documentary, of course. Yes. Yes, Laura, we're going to give it away. Give three DVDs away to three listeners, three lucky random listeners. Teddy Bear is going to give you all the pertinent information on how to get this. And also, for those who have not had an opportunity to see Mr. Mendez perform live, you're going to get an opportunity this coming Friday. Of course, he's on tour Friday, September the 16th at 7 p.m. Pacific. He is going to be at the Libby Bowl. That's in Ojai, California. You say, well, Teddy Bear, if I'm on the East Coast, how am I going to get there? Planes, trains, automobiles. If you have to take a camel, make sure you get there. Make sure that you get there and to get all the latest information, make sure you stop by Mr. Mendez's official website. That's at www.sergiomendezmusic.com. If you had an opportunity to go back, let's say 20 years ago, and have a conversation with yourself, what would the Sergio Mendez of today say to him to get him prepared for the future?
What would I tell myself?
What would you tell you to? Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, just stay on it. Stay on it hang on, you know, just embrace your passion and stay on it and listen to great music, great songs, great melodies. Yeah, I mean, that's how, you know, and do whatever is on your heart as far as music is concerned. Just do it.
Without question. You know, I find that a lot of great artists that I've had the pleasure of conversing with, like yourself, they've had a rough time, a challenging time to adjusting today's modern music, especially with the record companies as far as record stores no longer existing here in the States. You know, there's no more Tower Records, Musicland, Warehouse. It was something special going to the record store and buying an album or meeting and greeting your favorite artists. And now that's been taking away. Everything is via social media and digital upload. How long did it take you to adjust to what we're doing now?
You know, I have a 28-year-old son.
Okay.
And the other side of this story. And he's aware of, you know, of things that are happening. And he buys one vinyl per week.
Okay.
So to give, and he's 28. So he's into the, and all his friends, they listen to traditional music, they listen to Brazilian music, jazz, I mean, good stuff, you know, and back to vinyl. So certain things will come back, you know. Vinyl is so, it's so popular right now. Kids don't want to hear that little thing on the little ear. Right. They want to hear the thing on that beautiful box, and, you know, the that you can enjoy the pleasure and the, you know. But so that's the other side. It's hard right now to maybe, you know, and again, but just keep doing it, you know, just keep doing it. It will be people like that are there to release your music, and you can find the several ways now that you can release a record, and you know, just don't give up. Don't give up.
Right. Encouraging words, because I've had, what do I do now? I'm trying to change. I'm trying to adapt to the way things are being doing. I said, stay driven, remain passionate about your music. You know, at the end of the day, music is the only united as far as bringing unity to everyone. It's joyous, love, passion. Right. And you exemplify that, Mr. Mendez. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your very busy schedule and honoring us today. And hopefully soon you make your way down here to Texas. We would love to see you before. We would love to see you before here. I'll be there front row, not a problem.
I haven't been in Texas for a little while, but you will know when we get there. It'll be my pleasure to play. You in Houston, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I love playing Texas, Houston, Dallas, everywhere. You know, Austin, and so
we need your love and we need your passion, because you bring it every time you're on the stage, and I love it.
Pleasure talking to you. I love your voice.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. It was my honor. This is part of my bucket list. I've waited a long time to have you on the show. I've been a lover of your music for almost close to 20 some odd years. So it was an honor to have you on the show. And whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know.
Great pleasure. God bless.
God bless you too, sir. The legendary Sergio Mendez here in the zone of LOTO Radio. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. Oh, but the teddy bear hasn't forgotten. Again, we got a special DVD giveaway, of course, from the new album. You know what? It's very seldom, very rarely that I get really completely stoked about having a guest on. But I'm really stoked about having Mr. Mendez on. I said I've been a long time fan, a long time listener, and love his music. But as I was saying, we have a DVD giveaway. We're giving only three, not four, three away, okay? It's from In the Key of Joy, his documentary DVD. We're giving three away. And this is how you do. I need you to send it to the, send your information to this email. We're going to pick three random people, okay? Three random fans, supporters. Send it to LOTL The Zone Awards. That's LOTL The Zone Awards. That's at gmail.com. We will pick out a random winner. Make sure you send all your information, and we will make sure that you get that DVD ASAP. And be sure to join us tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, as we are joined by the fantastically gifted jazz artist, Mr. Norman Brown, will be joining us tomorrow. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Be sure to follow us, of course, on the Facebook page. It's at LOTL Zone Radio, and also Twitter. Yeah, follow us on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/LOTL Radio. We're also on Instagram and also on TikTok. Yeah, we're on TikTok. That's at LOTL Radio. And again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. Without you, there's no zone, and there's definitely no teddy bear. Yes, Lord. I see a Maria, Michelle. All right. Yes, Lord. Thank you, my queens and kings, for tuning in. We love it. Thank you. Your support. And if you want to give support to our show and make a donation for content and advertising and suggestions on what artists you like to have on our show, all you got to do, make a donation. That's at, of course, that's at $Reginald Bear. That's at Cash App. Anything you need, we're here to provide it for you. Okay. Much continued success, much happiness to everyone. And on the other side, we'll see you in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.